Seal Test System of Laboratory Protection presents Rudy Valley with John Barrymore and our very special guests, Marie Wilson and Edmund Lowe.
I'll give you a smile for a smile, a song for a song for a while. I'll give you a heart for a moment sublime. Right from the start, we'll have a grand time.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Rudy Valley welcoming you to another SEAL Test program. Tonight, with a satirical story of Navy life on the USS SEAL Test log, we have two very special visitors on deck, the wise and witty dumb dame of movie fame, Mary Wilson, and that two-fisted, dynamic, red-blooded he-man of the screen...
My, how I've changed.
Edmund Lowe.
Edmund Lowe. Oh, beg your pardon, Eddie, me lad. That description fitted me so perfectly.
Well, that's all right, John. It didn't fit me either.
Anyway, I'm glad we're going to do a story about the Navy, Rudy. You know, I was a sailor once.
John, you a sailor?
Certainly.
Say, John, how did you and Columbus get along?
We got along fine. Now, wait a minute, Lowe. After all, are you so much younger than I am?
Who isn't?
Now, look here, old Ironside.
Gentlemen, may I suggest that we leave the decision up to Miss Wilson. Marie, who do you think is younger, Eddie Lowe or John Barrymore?
Well, gosh, I don't really know, but... Well, Mr. Lowe looks younger, but Mr. Barrymore acts younger.
Well, anyhow, I look younger.
Eddie, you just look younger because you can afford a more expensive girdle.
Now, listen, John, gray hairs or no gray hairs, one more crack like that
now,
and
you're... gentlemen, let's save our fighting for our story. And there'll be plenty of it with Eddie Lowe and I as two young sailors fighting over Marie Wilson.
What do I do? Knit sweaters for you?
No, John, you play the part of Mary Wilson's father, an old, 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 old sailor.
I'd rather play a young, young, young sailor.
You want my part? Would you like to be Rudy Valley?
No, I'd rather be an old, 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 old sailor.
Then it's on to the show as the fleet steams into harbor and the sailors prepare for shore leave. Sailors ashore,
let's have some fun.
Sailors ashore,
our work is done. We joined the fleet when danger beckoned, shined the brass and swabbed the deck.
Now we want some fun by heck,
so we're ashore.
Sailor beware,
don't be too smart.
Sailor take care,
don't lose your heart. You'll meet attractive girls galore, you'll find them easy to adore.
But many brave hearts have been lost before by sailors ashore.
Sailors ashore.
Detail, hope. All right, sailors, you got shore leave. Now, when you walk down the street, I want people to be proud of you. I want people to look at you and say, there goes a sailor, a real he-man. So, Valley, you'd better wait here till it gets dark. Detail dismissed.
Now, see here, Lowe. Why are you always picking on me?
Because you're the goofiest sailor in the fleet. Well, you're so dumb, you think Annapolis is a Greek restaurant.
Well, isn't it?
Isn't it? Why, any dope knows that Annapolis is the capital of Indiana. And another thing, Valley, I'll thank you to keep your laundry off the ship's mast.
You're welcome. But what harm does it do if I hang my balbriggan on the rigging?
Valley, those colored flags the Admiral runs up are signals to the other boats. Now, yesterday, signal put into harbor. Then you hung up your red and purple rompers and half the fleet headed for Honolulu.
Now, listen, Heel.
You'll please address me as sir.
All right. Listen, sir, Heel.
Now, remember, Valley, I'm a petty officer.
I'll say you're petty, officer. Look here, Lowe, you can bully me on board ship, but I'm in shore leave now, so one side. I've got to call my girl for a date.
A date? What would you do with a date? Why, when we were in Ballybelly, I got you a date with a gorgeous native girl, and what happened?
Nothing.
How true. She took you for a walk on the beach under a tropical moon. You didn't learn a thing.
I did, too.
What?
She taught me how to balance a basket on my head.
That's for you, you blockhead.
Step aside. I'm going in here and call up my girl. Give me seaweed 7777.
Barrymore's seaside shanty and beautiful shanty Monica, where the orange fields meet the sheep.
Hello, Mr. Barrymore. This is Seaman Rudy Vallee from USS Seal Test. I just stepped off the ship.
You what?
I just stepped off the ship.
Well, get into some dry clothes and call me back.
You don't understand, sir. We just dropped anchor, and I want to talk to your daughter.
You want to drop an anchor on my daughter?
No, Mr. Barrymore. I want to speak to your daughter, Marie.
What do you want to talk to her about?
Well,
anything you have to say to my daughter, you can say to me.
All right. Darling, I love you.
Wait a minute. I'll call her. Hey, dimwit, it's for you.
Thanks, Pop. Hello?
Marie.
Oh, hello, Marie.
I'm not Marie.
Oh, excuse me, I must have the wrong number.
Marie, I've come home. I can hardly wait to kiss you.
Gosh, I can hardly wait to kiss you. By the way, who is it?
This is your sweetheart, your one and only, your big moment.
Oh, well, how are you?
Fine, dear. You still love me?
Oh, of course I do. Who'd you say you were?
This is your Rudy.
Your Hoody?
No. Rudy, listen. I'll give you a smile for a smile. I'm the one who sings.
Who does what?
Sings. I sing.
Sure do.
Look, Marie, I'll be right over. Can you get rid of the old man?
Well, I doubt it. We've all tried for 20 years.
Put in your best clothes, darling. We're going out tonight and get married.
Oh, married? Oh, well. Gosh, well, I'll get dressed right away.
Okay, goodbye, darling.
Goodbye? Oh, by the way, who'd you say you were?
Well, Valley, did you get yourself a date?
Did I get myself a date? Lo, I got myself a permanent date. I'm getting hitched.
Getting married?
Yep. Gangway, sailor.
Hey, wait. That gives me an idea. Hold everything until I step into this phone booth and call my sweetie. Operator, get me seaweed 7777.
Hello?
Marie? I'm not Marie.
I must have the wrong number again.
Listen, honey, this is Eddie.
Who?
Eddie Lowe. You know, Two-Fisted Eddie.
Who?
The killer diller of the Pacific Flotilla. You know, Bone Crusher.
Oh, Bone Crusher. Oh, Eddie, it's you.
Yeah, it's me, all right. Say, listen, baby. My shipmate is getting married tonight. Now, how'd you like to get married, huh?
Fine. But don't you think I ought to meet him first?
No, I want you to marry me.
Well, I don't know, but it seems to me I promised someone.
Come on, we'll make it a double wedding, huh?
Oh, can I do that?
Certainly, honey. We'll give the preacher a double feature. What do you say, baby?
Well, gee, if you think it's all right, well, all right.
Hey, Rudy. Rudy, I did it. I'm getting married, too.
Oh, that's great, Eddie.
We'll make it a double wedding, old pal, old shipmate. Say, we might even get a little house together if our wives get along, huh?
Well, mine is awfully easy to get along with. She's sweet and pretty. Confidentially, pal, she isn't the brightest girl in town.
You know, pal, that's a perfect description of mine.
Well, let's go pick up our girls. Mine lives over in Fisherman's Row. See, my future father-in-law is a sort of broken-down old sea captain.
Oh, so is mine.
His name is J. Barnacle Barrymore.
So is my... Hey, wait a minute. Just who are you, Mary, tonight?
Marie Wilson Barrymore. Be careful with your punctuation. Marie Wilson Barrymore.
Why, you dirty double-crossing rat. How dare you say my future wife is dumb?
Your future wife?
Yeah.
Why, you low-down sea dog, if you weren't a petty officer, I'd knock you off this dock right in the ocean.
You would you? Well, I'm in civilian clothes, sailor, so let's see you try it.
Okay, you asked for it.
Knock me into the ocean. Wait a minute, what am I laughing at? He did.
I'm off to see Marie, the girl I left behind.
We've been away a year today, we hope she didn't mind.
Her father, Barrymore,
aye, aye,
sailed the sea of old.
Aye, aye, the things he did with Captain Kidd would make her blood run cold.
Each sailor in the fleet,
aye, aye,
is nuts about Marie.
When we drop anchor in the bay, each cop is hankering to say, please be mine, my sweet Marie.
But Marie loves only me.
Well, at last we found the answer to the poet's query, what is so rare as a day in June? It's an ice cream for June such as you've never tasted in your life before. An ice cream that is daringly different in flavor and thrillingly delicious in taste. And the name of this rarity is Plum Royale, the Seal Test ice cream of the month for June. Sheer inspiration led our Seal Test ice cream makers to combine big meaty plums with creamy, delicious vanilla ice cream. And the result exceeded their fondest hopes. How that tart, tangy flavor of juicy plums blends with the smooth sweetness of the ice cream is a taste thrill that cannot be described. You just have to experience it yourself. And that's no trouble at all. In thousands of communities, Seal Test dealers are waiting to serve you this newest flavor sensation. In a few minutes' time, you can be enjoying a heaping dishful right in your own home. Just send to the nearest Seal Test dealer for Plum Royale ice cream. To avoid imitations, ask for it in the red, white, and gray Seal Test pint package, the modern container which brings you this luscious ice cream with all of its purity and flavor intact. And may we remind you that June is dairy month. Use plenty of wholesome, nutritious dairy products. In a few minutes, we'll tell you where to buy Seal Test dairy products in your community. Now to the home of that old salt, J. Barnacle Barrymore, whose daughter Marie Wilson is being wooed and pursued by sailors Edmund Lou and Rudy Ballou. At this moment, Rudy is approaching the house.
Drop anchor.
Hello, Mr. Barrymore.
Ahoy, Valimir boy. Glad to see you safe in port again.
Thank you, sir. I just came in on the battle wagon Seal Test. We came through the Panama Canal.
Panama Canal, eh? That's a great trip. Made it myself back in 1865.
I beg your pardon, Mr. Barrymore, but there was no canal in 1865.
Wasn't, eh? No wonder my outboard motor got fouled.
There were no outboard motors in 1865.
Oh, yeah, of course. It was a diesel.
There were no diesels.
Look, you believe that I was here in 1865?
That I believe.
Why, you young quizzical pipsqueak. I don't even believe you're a sailor. Why, you're not even tattooed. Look at my chest. A veritable gallery of the tattooer's art.
Say, that one over your heart with the angels riding side saddle, that's beautiful. Not to mention those five warships sailing on your stomach.
Used to have six till I had my appendix removed.
What happened?
The doctor scuttled one of them.
Well, I may not be tattooed, but I am a sailor, and I do love your daughter Marie, and I'd like to marry her.
Marry her? My boy, will you support my daughter in the manner to which she is accustomed?
Yes, sir.
Cheapskate. Marie!
Yes, Papa?
Come on downstairs. There's someone here to see you.
Is it a man?
Practically.
Well, tell him to wait.
He's been waiting a long time.
Well, I'm busy.
But he wants to marry you.
Am I late?
Marie, darling. I'm back. Your Rudy is back. Haven't you got anything to say, darling?
Well, you're back, I guess.
Daughter, is that the way I taught you to greet a sailor?
Oh, but Papa, I know Rudy, and I don't want to pick his pocket.
Ah, true, an empty thought at best. So be it. I leave you two lovebirds alone.
Gee, Marie, I'm glad to see you. All the time I was gone to the fleet, I thought about no one but you.
Oh, how nice and all. Did you, Rudy, think of no one but I?
Yes. Did you get the parrot I sent you from South America?
Oh, yes, it was delicious.
Yes. Oh, Marie. You know, you're so beautiful, but so dumb.
Oh, Rudy, you're not even beautiful.
Well, anyhow, let's find a justice of the peace and get married.
Oh, let's not hurry. First, let's go out in the garden, and then you sing to me.
Why can't I sing to you in the house?
Well, Papa would hear you.
Doesn't he like music?
Oh, yes, he does. So let's go out in the garden.
Gazing in these waters shining, every ripple in its gleaming fills my soul with happy dreaming. All my thoughts go back to you. 'Neath the starlit glow of evening, how we whispered words so tender, gave our love in sweet surrender, as we made a promise true. All the vows we made keep burning, fill my heart with such a yearning. How I long for your returning to Sorrento by the sea. Singing love's refrain, the wind and I are sighing.
Well, well, ship ahoy, another gob.
Yeah, another gob. What about it?
This place is beginning to look like Gobby Lobby. Who are you?
I'm Lowe.
So am I. But I don't go around telling everybody. Now, what's on your mind, Brother Seaman?
Brother Seaman? Who said you were a sailor?
Why, just gaze at these grizzled hands. Pipe this tawny skin. Take a look at me wind-blown profile. Don't I look like I've been afloat?
Afloat? Brother, you look like you've been torpedoed.
Is that a way to talk to a man who once was the pride of the Navy? Why, in my day, they gave me honors. They gave me parades. They even gave me a medal for going on an expedition to the South Pole.
Bird?
They gave me that, too.
Now, never mind the ancient history. Where's that Lug Valley?
Avast, sailor. You can't talk that way about Midshipman Valley. He's a fine lad and a good sailor.
Valley's a lug.
Valley's a sailor.
Valley's a lug.
Valley's a sailor.
I'll slug the first guy in the kisser who says Valley's a sailor.
You will?
Yeah.
Valley's a lug. Come on, I'll help you slug the lug.
Gosh, Marie. Isn't it wonderful sitting here like this in the garden in our old love seat? I could sit here like this forever, couldn't you?
Well, no. I'd only want to sit like this for about an hour, I think.
Then what?
Then I think we ought to change places and I should sit on your lap.
Well, anyhow, Marie, I hope you haven't changed what you call your mind about marrying me.
Well, gee, Rudy, I don't really know if I should. You see, there's Father and somebody else.
By somebody else, you don't mean Eddie Lowe, I hope.
Well, yes, there's him. Oh, I like him, too. I just like people, I guess.
Marie, you're not thinking of marrying him, are you?
Well, really, Rudy, whenever I think of marriage, I always think of two people, don't you?
I don't think I follow you, dear, and somehow I'm glad.
Well, I think the secret of happy married life is when people have neutral interests in common. I think married couples should always be contemptible.
Don't you mean compatible?
No, that always leads to arguments.
Anyhow, Marie, considering the fact that I've been away for 8 months, the least you can do is give me a kiss.
A kiss? Why, you're just like all the rest of the men. All you care about is kissing, 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 kissing. far as I'm concerned, you men are all alike. Sensational.
No, that's fine. Then will you kiss me?
Oh, of course I will, darling. Who'd you say you were?
I'm Rudy Valley, the fellow who sings.
How do you spell it?
No matter. Remember?
Darling, you and I know the reason why a summer sky is blue. And we know why birds in the sky sing melodies too. And why love will grow from the first hello until the last goodbye. For sweet romance, there is just one answer, you and I. And we know why birds in the trees sing melodies. And our love will grow until the last goodbye. So to sweet romance, there is just one answer, you, darling, you and I.
Uh-huh. So there you are. Valley, I've got something to say to you.
Oh, yeah, I've got something to say to you.
Oh, yeah? Well, I've got something to say to both of you. Say, Valley, who is this guy?
Quiet, Eddie. That's the voice of our sponsor. I'll argue this out with you later.
All I've got to say is that we have a brief pause here for seal test identification. Here we go to all of those communities where seal test milk and ice cream are sold. Ready? Okay, Rudy. Okay, Eddie. The sponsor has had his say. Now you can go ahead fighting over Marie Wilson Barrymore.
Thanks, pal. So, Valley, you wise guy, the three of us come face to face at last.
Yeah, the three of us. Marie, you, and me.
Yeah. A girl, a guy, and a goon. Now get away from Marie before I dim your lamps, you lop-eared lunk.
Who are you calling a lop-eared lunk?
You!
I just wanted to pin you down, that's all.
Oh, boys, boys, don't fight over me. It's so horrible. Oh, gosh, it's wonderful. Hey, Pop! Papa!
What's the matter, me darling, my dumb daughter? Say, what's going on here?
You keep out of this, Barnacle Barrymore. We're sailors, and we'll handle this like sailors.
Right. And you wouldn't know anything about that.
Wouldn't know anything about sailors, eh? It might interest you starfish to know I was born near a Navy base in the tropics.
The tropics?
Yes, I was born on a plantation.
36 years ago.
Thirty-six years? Isn't that stretching it a bit?
Well, it was a rubber plantation. And one night, Rudy, young man, I took to the sea. Yes, sir, I'll never forget my first cruise. Right in the middle of it, we hit a hurricane. I was thrown overboard and I found myself in the water, 1,000 miles from shore.
What happened? Did you drown?
Practically. I was going down for the fifth time, and fortunately, I came upon a school of floating whales.
That's a whale of a story.
Yeah, that's a whopper.
Well, sir, at first, I could hardly see the school of whales because it was so dark.
Dark?
Yeah, you see, it was the night school.
Did you stay with those whales very long?
No, just long enough to change oil. You see, son, they were too slow for me. So I found myself a fast-moving salmon who offered to give me a hitch as far as the Columbia River. She was heading up there to lay a few eggs.
Not as big as these, of course.
Of course
and
not.
How?
Well, sir, that salmon was really moving. 80, 90 miles an hour, leaping over waves, fighting undertows, skirting sandbars. Never saw anyone go to so much trouble to just wind up in the can.
What happened next, I asked foolishly.
Well, sir, as I say, there I was riding on the salmon's back, when suddenly up comes a submarine and starts shooting torpedoes at us. Well, sir, that salmon was so big, he thought one of those torpedoes was a sardine. So he swallowed it, and a second later it exploded.
Exploded inside of him? Must have blown into pieces.
No, but for 3 days I had a mighty sick fish in my hand.
Now, wait a minute, Barrymore. I've had enough of this jabber. I came here to marry Marie, and I'm going to do it.
Over my dead body.
One way's as good as another. Put up your hands, you big galoot.
Okay, Lo, you asked for it. Lo, take that. Lo, take that. Lo, take that.
Lo, hear the gentle law.
Oh, boys, boys, you really shouldn't fight this way. Boy, I'll never be able to explain this to Admiral Sassafras.
Admiral Sassafras? Who's he?
Well, that's a fine question. Why, Admiral... Sassafras... in charge of 17 battleships. Also me. He's my husband.
You don't know his name?
Your husband?
Oh, yes, I guess I support. Tell you, but while you were away, he and I got married.
Married?
Certainly. You see, the Admiral and I found out that we were both contemptible.
Then what are we fighting for?
I don't know. Well, it just seems kind of silly to me.
Mr. Barrymore, did you know that your daughter was married to the Admiral?
Yes, I knew it. And in the future, I'll thank you not to address me as Mr. Barrymore. From now on, please refer to me as Commodore Barrymore. The patootie petite of the two ocean fleet. Say, did I ever tell you about a time I was thrown off a boat 1,000 miles from shore?
Yeah, you did, and we don't want to hear it again.
That's a shame. It comes out different each time.
Never mind, Barrymore. Come on, Rudy.
There was I 1,000 miles.
Forget it. Goodbye, Mrs. Sassafras. Hang us away, Eddie.
We're off to see the sea, the girls we left behind. We're going to sail away today, we hope that they don't mind.
We're off to join our ship,
aye, aye.
Skim away the bowl.
Aye, aye. We'll make our home upon the foam, where hearts are brave and bold.
Each sailor in the fleet,
aye, aye.
Is nuts about the sea.
When we weigh anchor in the bay, each of his hanker in the bay. Au revoir, my sweet Marie.
For we're off to sea.
John and I shall again put out a double welcome mat to greet two grand guests, that fine trooper Marjorie Rambeau and a newcomer to radio's comedy scene, Phil Silvers. Together we shall satirize life at the summer resort in an opus entitled Camp Killjoy or What Happens in the Kitskill. Until next Thursday then, this is Rudy Valley saying au revoir, hasta luego, and good night.
Test Incorporated and its member companies are subsidiaries of the National Dairy Products Corporation. This is the National Broadcasting Company.